Touching one soul at a time.
Touching one soul at a time.
Keeping it hard all day long. Keeping it in you all night. Penetrating, lubricating, and stimulating. A Hustler's Spirit Radio. A Hustler's Spirit Radio. Touching one soul at a time.
Touching one soul at a time.
Keeping it hard all day long. Keeping it in you all night. Penetrating, lubricating, and stimulating. A Hustler's Spirit Radio. A Hustler's Spirit Radio. Touching one soul at a time.
Touching one soul at a time.
A Hustler's Spirit Radio. Welcome back to A Hustler's Spirit Radio with your host Jim, Judy, Ken, and Greg.
Good evening, everybody out there. This is Jim Ferguson from A Hustler's Spirit. And I said today we are going to have a show well above any show that we have had so far. I also want to welcome my co-host, Judy, Ken, Greg. What's happening with you guys?
Fantastic. Doing real good.
Fantastic.
All right. Everybody doing good? Everybody, I know. I don't even have to get into it because I know everybody has had a wonderful, successful day today. Am I not right?
That's right.
You're right on it.
All right. That's what I'm talking about. That is exactly what I'm talking about. Well, here's something. And we're going to jump right into this because I'm going to tell you something. I want to put something on these subjects to come and the subjects that we're talking about today. To really dig deep within ourselves, to dig deep and have everybody out there, to put everybody through a challenge of digging deep within themselves. To come up, pull up. Stop listening to the bullshit on the radio. Stop listening to the bullshit that's on the television about the economy, about your health, about all these things, and realize that we have the ability to change our realities on a snap of a finger, a change of awareness, a fluctuation in thought. And that's what we're going to be concentrating on today. So today is going to be dealing with the economics of the soul. This is the second part to what we talked about. Now, what we're going to be talking about today is not the bullshit that you hear on CNN and Fox Network, but where. And I'm challenging everybody out there, and I'm challenging all of my co-hosts right now. Where in the fuck is your stimulus package for yourself? And what are you doing right now? Right now for yourself. Have you set a plan? Have you set it down, etched it in stone, and you're willing not to lay down, not to sit there and blow your brains out, not to sit there and complain and give somebody else the fucking credit over that they don't even deserve, but to take the realm, take the driving seat yourself, take that freaking steering wheel and drive yourself into prosperity, because I have that plan for me. And I know everybody listening has that plan. So we're going to inform people on certain paths to choose and certain things that you might want to look at that just might change that awareness level, that might give you just that tweaking of what you need to get things in line for yourself and for your family. Never have to think about the fact of that I've got to give up. I don't have give up in my heart. I don't have it. I don't have no bitch in me. I ain't got no bitch in me. I don't. I'm going to fight. I'm going to do whatever I got to do. I'm going to put down what I have to do to get the things that I need and that I want in my life. And that's just how I feel, and I take that to heart today. These last weeks have been an uplifting week for me. It's been uplifting weeks and times and research and reading and feeling and seeing things with my own eyes. And I can testify every day to the operations of how universe works, and I love it. I love the system. I appreciate and love and give my utmost gratitude to the system. But now, man, it's time to touch everybody out there. It's time to have some fun with it. Not losing the sight of when I came up with this idea of a Hustler Spirit Radio, a HustlerSpirit.com, and a Hustler Spirit TV. I had something locked in that I said, you know what, there's people going on out there that are not in conforming with church, are not in conforming with the rhetoric or the bullshit or the lies or the misconstruing information, that's willing to say, you know what, I'm going to make two lists for all those things that I don't want in my life. I'm going to make two lists, and I'm going to give you this list, and we're going to have fun with this list. The first list is the kiss my ass list. Stuff that I don't want, and I'm going to tell it to you in your face, I'm going to put that in kiss my ass list. And the next list is the fuck you list. Now, you know when you get in that list, you know what that means. So we talking about giving you the boot, getting you straight to the curb. So we're going to have some fun with that today. That's what we're going to do. So my first thing that I'm saying, and Judy, and I'm going to talk to you, and I'm going to ask you something,
yeah,
and
yeah,
I want you to give it,
me.
And I want you to listen to what I'm about to say now. I want you to penetrate the souls of the people that are listening right now. Penetrate those souls.
I'm there, darling. I've been there all day long.
That's what I'm talking about. Now, we've got a scenario. Let's say we do a mock scenario. Now, my scenario is this. Family, wife comes home, says, honey, lost my job. Husband says that next week, honey, had to take a pay cut. Three kids, one on the way. Mortgage, two cars, one paid for, one still owed. This is a scenario, and that's going on with, you know, what you hear. Now, what would be the first thing that if that person came in for counseling that you would help them with? The first thing, what would you do?
First thing I would do, really, truly, was get them to sit down and tell me how much did they like that job exactly. Where were they in their respect for their coworkers and everything? Because possibly the universe is moving them from point A to point B and giving them some opportunities to do more with their life. And we haven't stopped to think about that. You know, all the trash is being cleaned out now, and all kinds of opportunities are everywhere for anybody that wants to take it. And all you really have to do is start taking a look at things, and metaphysically, you go with the flow. If you start trying to paddle upriver, you're going to lose it, man. And so you sit down and you find out if there's things that need to be cut, you cut those, but you help them see their opportunities, not their minuses. I don't allow them to have negative thoughts.
Okay,
I don't,
that's
against the law of attraction.
Exactly, just to house any negative thoughts with that. So in reaction to that of it is, basically, let's just make a feeling. So now, hold me right to this. Would it be a proper analysis to say you are looking at how they feel about the job to make a determination on what they're vibrating about the job?
Because if they hate that job, and I've seen this hundreds and thousands of times, subconsciously, they will get themselves fired. And in this time of the economy slipping and sliding everywhere, that's an easy. They're the first ones to go. And they will tell you, I really didn't like the job anyway, but my God, I need the paycheck. Well, the universe said, uh-uh, you're out of here.
Gotcha.
You know,
gotcha.
And so it's all about energy before anything else. It's about the energy you put forward. That's what it's all about.
Perfect. That is a perfect scenario. And I know a lot of people out there can take that and use that. And I've often said that to people. Look, man, how are you vibrating, dog? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
What's going on in your mind? What do you have in your heart? And I think when you bring the heart issue up, if you don't have the love for the job and the scenario, that you can be giving that unconsciously you know, where the person is not really, you know, I can't see where this heat is coming from. I can't see where these challenges are coming from all the time, and I can't seem to get away from them. Then this is where I would come in and I would say, let's go inside ourselves. Let's go inside of that person, and let's find out, you know, how you feel. And I think that is in line. Greg, you got anything to add to that, buddy?
Well, what came to me was we need to start getting lean and mean. So, I mean, you've got to start cleaning out your closets and start getting rid of a lot of the old stuff. And that's what I'm getting, because, I mean, if you have stuff sitting around for a long time, just like an old job, you're just going through the motions and you don't have your heart into it, it's time to move on. And that's exactly what you know, Judy was saying. That's what I'm coming from. That's what I've been feeling, and that's what a lot of people that come to me, I have them go sit down and go over what they're doing in their life, and if they're stagnant, and if they, you know, same thing like they said, oh, I'm in the same old job, or I come home and it's the same old rut, and they say I got all this clutter around me. I said, well, it's time to get up and get motivated and move on and get rid of all, clean the house and get a new job, and it's a opportunity out there right now. Everybody's in the negative, but it's really a positive thing out there. You can start new businesses and do a lot of different things out there now, and really make a killing.
And the best thing you can do is be honest with yourself.
Exactly. I'm sorry.
No, go ahead.
Yeah, be honest with yourself about it. Yeah, be really honest with yourself about it. Because if you're not honest with the fact you don't like that job, what you're doing in your energy field, you're creating holes and you're missing opportunities that show themselves other places because you're all tied up in what you don't like. If you focus on what you don't like, you're going to get more of what you don't like. And that more of what you don't like is to get yourself fired.
Period.
And so you got to start turning your focus around what do you do like, and you'll start drawing that into your life.
And then at the same time, too, with that, to have the patience to let it unfold, to understand the manifesting process of how that works,
but understand that it
works instantaneously. As soon as you shift that thought, as soon as you shift away from the bullshit and shift it away to some things that are most or higher vibrating towards your actual gut desires or your soul desires, man, you are in sync as soon as that happens.
Yes, and I think you've got to make that higher vibration, Jim.
Because
if you don't and you say, oh, well, I'm making a lot of money, I'm going to be making a lot of money, you are making a lot of money. You have to state it now and thankful now that you already are, because if you're saying that in 1 second and then say, oh, but I don't have any money, your negative energy is going to pull you right out of that positive change.
Got you. And that's really detrimental.
You've got to realize that once you get real with yourself, the resources you need, it may not always be money. It could be a job opportunity. I've had two of them, or one of them the last week, will come to you. What you need will come to you when you're in alignment with your truth. But if you're lying to yourself, man, you are screwed. Absolutely.
Yeah. Okay. And I think that's a good...
Because the universe is moving fast. Time's moving fast right now. We don't have the luxury of sitting around sucking our thumbs trying to figure out what's happening. Those days are gone.
What you're saying is that we should be built almost like a radio, ready to change the station and just go to the next phase.
In an instant.
Exactly.
Time is moving so fast now. We don't have the luxury of sitting thinking, should I, shouldn't I. You got to be ready to jump.
That train is pulling into the station, and it's going to leave any second. You have to make that decision. Am I going to get on it, or am I going to stay on the platform?
I mean, we got 2012 coming up. That energy is going to keep on increasing until that time, so you need to learn how to navigate through that minefield, and it is a minefield.
But a lot of people out here are kind of hopeless, you know, because they, even when that scenario, just like Jim said, happens to them or something, they feel trapped, and they don't really understand, you know, that may have been a proper decision that the universe made a proper decision for them to make that change or to turn to another band to explore that station to see how it transcends into them to do something else.
But all they have to do, if they're in that position, their mind's spinning and their life's spinning around, all you have to do is reach to the higher source, whatever that is. You can say, help, I don't understand that. And opportunities come, like listen to this radio show. Universe will drop one cookie in front of another, right in front of you, to help you through the path. And all
and
you
it's
have
the preparation
to do is
of getting ready to accept those cookies in your path, because a lot of times, exactly, we've got to make sure that ego is out of the way. You know, that's an important thing. But I'm going to tell you another thing, too, that's a good thing, too. People, a lot of us, we haven't prepared over the years. And now the preparation is now. We don't have to fault ourselves. We don't blame ourselves. But you make that shift right now. You start preparing yourself. People that have prepared themselves and have stacked and have created much more diversity in their lives, they're not fated by it, because they've got 8, 9, 10 things, pathways of money coming. So a lot of people that have not, see, if you look at one thing, universe is a coach to us. It's not a punisher, it's a coach. So if we feel comfortable with ourselves and we realize that we are clean within, what I mean by clean within, we're not hating what happened, we're not hating beforehand, we have purity, then we know we didn't necessarily set this in motion, so to say, from our negativity. Everything has a positive base or a new base when it comes. I think then we can jump on it and make more proper decisions. See, when we get into the pity mode gets you into the corner, you don't come to fuck out fight. You understand? You ain't gonna get no pit bull in no pity mode if you get lucky enough to put him in the corner, because he's gonna do whatever it takes to put something on your ass and let you feel it for the rest of your life. You gonna know one thing: don't screw with me in this corner. That's the bottom line. Do we have that mentality? So when we talk about it today, do we have a pit bull mentality? Do we have that? Or are we taking sucker ways out? You know, are we taking this crappy bullshit way approach of feeling, oh me, oh me, oh me? Or do we realize that we can vibrate higher than the things that are happening on this plane, not giving the pity or not giving a damn if nobody else? We're not pulling the ladder up behind us. We're leaving the ladder there. But I'm not going to waste not one ounce of neuron firing energy to sit there and pull and yank when somebody doesn't want to go. What kind of mentality do we have? You know what I mean? What type of fighting mentality do we have? And I think right now at this time, it is over opportunity for business.
It is.
More business.
That's the whole thing. That is ego. That's what I'm talking about, ego. When I say ego, I'm not talking about being cocky. I'm talking about when you feel down in the dumps and the pity party. That's part of your ego trying to hold you down.
Right, exactly. I'm going to tell you what, everybody hold that thought. We're going to take a quick commercial break. We'll be back in a few minutes.
Keeping it hard all day long. Keeping it in you all night. Penetrating, lubricating, and stimulating. A Hustler's Spirit Radio. Touching one soul at a time.
Touching one soul at a time.
Keeping it hard all day long. Keeping it in you all night. Penetrating, lubricating, and stimulating. A Hustler's Spirit Radio. Touching one soul at a time.
Touching one soul at a time.
A Hustler's Spirit Radio. Welcome back to A Hustler's Spirit Radio with your host Jim, Judy, Ken, and Greg.
Hey, hey.
Hey,
we are back. We are back. We are back.
Hey, hey.
Listen, I'm going to tell you something else, and I want you to keep those thoughts, but I got something to say that is very, to me, one of the highest things right now that's going to generate business for everyone out there listening. You cannot be lazy at this time with business. It is about, at this moment of time, it is about customer service. Who
you got it.
Can bring the best customer service to whatever the product? Don't tell me it ain't people out there. And they're out there. They don't give a damn about what something costs. I want it now, and I want that. Those are the type of people that we've got to put ourselves around. Now, we talked about being in preparation, and we started the show off by talking about the economics of the soul. Where is our stimulus package for ourselves? Because we're in control of that. Barack Obama's not going to do that. Republicans are not going to do that. Constituents are not going to do that. We're going to have to do it. It's always been in our control. It's always been with us. It's always been there. We have to reach, just like you in the shower, and you sit there moving that curtain out the way so you can get out the shower and you can dry off. Those curtains, situations are right in front of us, hand right in front of us. Got to understand about the illusion. Got to understand about what's truly reality. We got to understand of what the laws that we have to accept here on this plane. And the bottom line to all of this shit is that we got to get medieval with everything. And I mean, we're not taking no prisoners about your business. You're not taking no prisoners about your health. You're not taking no prisoners about your family. I mean, you're putting this stuff down and you're doing it knowing that it's going to generate for you exactly what you want it to do. You understand? There's no more difference.
Okay,
I mean,
it will do what you want it to do. It's like
what you want it
so
to
many
do.
People want all the perks and they don't want to pay for nothing, you know?
Exactly.
They want it all. So it's like a lady came in to tell me she wanted to go from a size 20 down to a size 14 in a month. And oh, by the way, don't take away my, you know, Boston cream pie I eat every night. That ain't happening. You gotta go with the program. You gotta go with what's real. Because if you don't know what's real, it's not
going to
happen.
No, that is true.
Get real.
You got to do the work with it.
You got to do the work with it, and you got to face forward. Don't face backward. Face forward.
I mean, the hell with what's behind you. Once that moment leaves, ain't nothing you can worry about. You know? I mean, if I talk about what I was once in a day, 25 years old, well, you're not now. So move on and move forward and go ahead and get medieval with what you got to get medieval with, and it's about that money, you know. And the situation is that I can say with the stimulus package of your soul, your stimulus package. What are you doing with your own stimulus package? There's the fact of we don't have to be enslaved with what the masses are going through.
No,
we don't have to be enslaved.
You have fun, Jim. I had that experience today. You got to have fun, because when I went to work this morning, there weren't many clients, and I'm sitting there reading and studying, going, oh, God, I hope they come in. And all of a sudden, I thought, no, I'm just going to have a good day. I'm going to have as much fun as I can. I don't care whether they show up or not. And from that point forward, I was just flooded with people coming in. Enjoy.
Right.
Enjoy.
Right. The thing about it is, Judy, you made a choice to become aware of your thoughts. You start floating out there. You had to bring yourself back after all of your training and all of your years and what you do. You still have to remind yourself to stay centered. You still have
every
to do
day.
That. That's
every
just a human
day.
Experience that we have to do. I mean, you know, it's like we know how to get in the door. We've been in the door 500, 600, 700, 800 times. But yet, going through this human experience, guess what we do? We still try to go around the damn thing the long way. Then we look at ourselves and say, damn, you know, why did I do that? Why did I take so long when all I had to do was shift my awareness? You know what I'm saying? Now, here's the next scenario.
That's the way the universe is constructed, right?
Okay. And that's perfect. Now I want to bring up another scenario. And I'm gonna hit this, and I want everybody to hit it, and then we're gonna have some fun with this one. Now here's the next thing. Person wants to set up a new business. They have enough courage, OK? okay? They have enough courage to change, and they've made some drastic changes in their lives. So they're automatically right in a pathway that they want to be. Now, they want to open up a business, and they want the assistance from the universe in opening up this business. Now, I will say this first. We have to be very, very detailed in the order that we place the universe. And I like to call it a definiteness of purpose. I've got to know. I've got to get in the habit of writing down. I've got to get in the habit of making sure that I know exactly what I want to impress on the universe. Now, we've all dealt with business. We've all, whether it's a job or working for somebody or creating your own. But I'm going to shift this towards Ken. The first thing that a person, and back to that scenario about, you know what, man, let me get a new business. Let's say when you open up your new landscaping business. What would you do after what you have learned so far within the last past year, what you've experienced? What would you say would be one of the first things that you would do in planning to open up that business? And then we'll join in and give me your input. And then, Greg, I'm going to ask your input on it, too. Ken, what would you come with one of the first things that you would do to align yourself up with creating that new business?
For me, to do the best job that I possibly can do, because we can be good at multiple things. But every time that I make a new venture, I try to be the best that I can be in that venture. When I started to do landscaping, I wanted to do. I didn't care if I had to do it by myself, and it took me an hour. Where if I had three people, I could do it in 20 minutes. But when I completed that job, I was just as satisfied as the customer was.
Perfect point.
And the money always, it'll come. The money always comes. But you have to be good, and you have to dedicate yourself with so much truthiness. A lot of times, people critique you and judge you about how you are because they expect certain things or they want certain things, and that's in their psychic or their egos or
right.
Something. But you can't deal with that.
Right.
You have to do what you do and
right.
Do that well.
Right. So basically, you're just talking about not being persuaded, but at the same time, knowing that the quality work that you put out, money is guaranteed to follow.
Exactly.
Right,
because
right.
Once
right.
I complete a job, I know what I've done. And if I've done it well,
right.
I don't have to worry about anyone saying anything or
right.
or not coming
exactly
the way I want it to come.
Right, exactly. Because really what you do, and I've been out there with you, I've been out there with you, whether we're doing mulching jobs or whether I'm helping you and I'm off for the day. And I know that is a very strenuous job, but I know it is art in motion. Whether you're detailing somebody's bushes, whether you're laying down mulch, you know, what you're doing is creating a access for expression of the owner of that home. That owner is speaking to the public that this is my home and I'm proud of it. And they want to bring proud people in.
Well, with that sense in you, we all can create something that's good, that
yeah.
someone else likes, that
exactly.
we can all create something that someone else can use.
And get some monetary value
thing?
For it. Yeah, trust me. Artwork, there's
thing?
No price tag on artwork. It is what the public will pay. You understand me what I'm saying? You can sit there, I don't care what it is. If you are the best guy that, whether you're doing paintings, whether you are building 2,400 horsepower engines, if you're the best at what it is, there's going to be a market. I was reading something, and I will say that, Greg, I'm going to put you in there too, buddy. The fact of that there will always be a market for condos off the coast of Rico. There will always be a market for Rolls Royces. There will always be a market for G6 jets. There will always be a market for GT Bentley, $700,000 home. What we need to do individually is to sit there and get ourselves and align ourselves into the flow of this energy. Universe doesn't depict a million from a dollar. It sees it as energy, and that's what money is. It's energy. We're energy.
Exactly. But, Jim,
you've got to realize one thing. I'm going to say this. It's like somebody looking at a big, giant river of chocolate. Man, if you want that chocolate, dive your ass into that chocolate. Penetrate that chocolate. Put everything you got in that chocolate. Let that chocolate know you've been in it. And that's how I want to go through this go through this world, man. I don't want to go through the world. I want the world to say, damn, Jim done put something up in me, and I can feel it. And I feel it throbbing every single day, period.
But, Jim, you got to love it, sweetheart. You won't get anywhere unless you love every second of it. You love every second of it, and it is yours.
But that brings me back to when I was growing up. My dad, Lord rest his soul, had instilled in me. He said, "Greg, no matter what you do, whether it's sweeping a floor, whether it's working on a jet engine, whatever you do it with the best of your ability and a positive attitude. Attitude is everything. And when you have a positive attitude, a strong attitude of doing that job, it comes out of your being, and people feel that. Once
yes,
you feel that, they can see that, and that's where you're saying, oh, I want that person, because that person, you radiate that energy of that positive attitude.
That is,
you know what I'm
saying?
And I want that product, because he's doing the best job he can.
That is perfect. And, Julie,
and look at all the great artists, Jim.
Huh?
Look at the great artists. Do it with love. The people that go the highest do their craft or whatever with total love.
Exactly.
They sing the best song with love. They make the best gadget with love. They do all of it. Put love in there. It's one of the first. If you love what you do, the universe will give you everything. Just like you love this radio thing. It's going to give you everything.
I love it. And I'll tell you something. Everything I engage in, I love it. Whole heart and soul. Everything.
Just break it in.
But listen, you radiate your attitude, Jim. You see, you can feel it. And that's what I'm saying. You start off with whatever you're doing, whether it's something menial that may be menial to somebody else. You do that best job, and it's going to shine. And then people are going to say, hey, that person really, I want that person on my team.
That's right. And we read that energy like a book, man. We read it.
Everybody reads
it. Transmitting. Yes.
It's like,
and
if
we
you
read
hate
it,
your
and
job,
people pick
man,
that up.
That boss is going to read it.
That's right. And people will pay a premium for that loving attitude that you have. People will travel thousands of miles just to be around you because of that loving attitude that you have. But surely, you can pick up the bullshit, you can pick up the hatred, you can pick up the dislike. Walking into any place of business, I'm going to tell you something, more time and more energy would be most properly put on a business taking a look at the personalities that they have answering their phone, working their aisle, working with their cash registers. That's exactly, I mean, that's a strong point, because a business can lose thousands of dollars by somebody's attitude at the front door, somebody's attitude at the front desk, somebody's attitude, you know, cleaning the aisles. Somebody's lack of attitude in helping you find a product that you know that this place has.
At a time.
All right, we're going to take another break.
Touching
we'll be back.
So at a time.
Keeping it hard all day long. Keeping it in you all night. Penetrating, lubricating, and stimulating. A Hustler's Spirit Radio. A Hustler's Spirit Radio. Touching one soul at a time.
Touching one soul at a time.
Keeping it hard all day long. Keeping it in you all night. Penetrating, lubricating, and stimulating. A Hustler's Spirit Radio. A Hustler's Spirit Radio. Touching one soul at a time.
Touching one soul at a time.
Hustler's Spirit Radio. Welcome back to A Hustler's Spirit Radio with your host, Jim, Judy, Ken, and Greg.
Welcome back, welcome back, welcome back.
Hey there,
today,
my friend.
Today we have been talking about the economics of the soul, putting mock scenarios out there for the host to take a look at, analyze, and give their viewpoints about it. So far I've been loving what I'm hearing, and I know it is very, very helpful to people out there. And
can I add one more thing to what you've been saying?
Yes, go ahead, darling, go ahead.
I had a boss that quit about a month ago, and she had the worst attitude in the world.
Right.
And the week she quit, my income doubled, and it's been going up ever since then. And everybody that comes in that place says, my God, what a joy to be here. And every one of us is making more and more and more money. And it was her attitude. She didn't like people that came in there. She got fights with everybody. She got mad at everybody. And actually what we did was all get together and sort of pray, and she quit.
You got
everything in love.
Everything in love, you know.
Everything in love. There was no voodoo dolls involved. There was
no voodoo dolls. It was just all love, and she finds a happy somewhere else. We're all been off.
As long as you just get the hell up out of here, huh?
Right.
Yeah, but then didn't she try to come back, Judy?
She tried to come back, and they had to change all the passwords on all the computers because she tried to get into the computers and start stuff up again, and they had to change all the passwords. They finally just had to say, hey, you know, no longer welcome in here. But every time she'd enter the building, the energy would go, you know, you could just feel it. And as soon as she leaves the building, it's like, yeah, man, let's party. This is good. And all of
like
her
a black
income,
hole.
Yeah, like a black hole. All of her incomes went up. I mean, I cannot tell you. It's over doubled now.
Oh, man. Lord, have mercy.
Loving attitude. That's the name of the game.
Man, but maybe you guys didn't fire her ass on, you know.
Who again was her?
No, I'm saying maybe you didn't get rid of her early enough.
Well, is that true? Well, I didn't think about praying. See, I have this little dowsing circle here. And
right.
So I had all of my students dowse for her highest good. When it doused for her highest good, she quit the next day.
Okay. That's all right. But I'm going to tell you something.
What?
That right there, you know, you... See, that's something you can go down and you can testify to that, Judy. You can see that from your own experience, that what was going on. And I'm going to tell you something. Could you feel a hindering of you doing your psychic work because of that negative energy?
Oh, yes. It was hard. It was like plowing fields with a mule-drawn plow. You just had to just bug through it all. And now,
right.
Oh, my God, it's just amazing. It's absolutely amazing.
Right.
Just, along with that positive attitude, you have to keep everything in a state of love.
Well,
as I said, you don't want to do anything negative. You keep everything positive, mm-hmm. A good attitude, a state of love, and you're good to go.
And you know what else happened? We had two other psychics that just quit. And they were ones that were bringing negative energy to us. Like the universe came down when we did this dowsing thing and says, ooh, everybody out here, because we set them on for their highest good. That's what you have
right.
to do that.
Right,
but
right.
But their
now,
highest
Ken,
good obviously comes someplace else.
Okay, Ken, what were you saying now?
It's a lot of us that has, like, real positive energy, and we can be surrounded. And there's people probably out there in a situation that has a job or a relationship that they're in, and they're the gleaming light in that situation. And that one person, just like you were talking about, Judy, that influenced two other people, and you had to weed them out. That you,
right.
I mean, you have to like make it a struggle to battle. But I truly feel that like sometimes that positive energy can get like
a little weakened.
Yeah. You know. But you have to stay on it, and nothing else. That if you got the angels on your back, you will overcome. But it's very difficult.
Well, there are five of us praying though. Okay. And moving energy. In one evening, five of us sat in this room in my direction. Thank you, God. Please forgive me if I did anything wrong. And we literally asked that all negativity be removed. And you got to be willing to know that when all negativity gets removed, a lot of things change really fast. So you got to be willing to let go. But I'm telling you, it was like a ray of cosmic sunshine, and they were gone.
Even if it's on an individual basis.
On an individual basis, you have to be ready for the results, because the universe will give you the best and highest results for everyone involved. Everyone involved. And we never know what the best and highest for the person standing next to us is, but you can count on the universe will take care of all of it.
That's right. And, you know, all the teachings that you go through, it gives you 100% of all that it can for a given time-space continuum. So that time-space continuum is giving you 100% dousing of all that it can give you. So what people can do is that you can align yourself. Now, that's a scenario that you know, we can talk about also, because there's people out there that dread going to work for other people. You know what I mean? That these people are just draining them. They can't figure it out, or they're going home and they dread going home, or they dread being next to this person that they're with. And, you know, those are real life scenarios that people are saying, okay, wait, hold on. Are you telling me that I've got a battle with energy? Yes. I'm telling you that you are going to have to wheel energy. That's wheel. You're going to have to move energy, and you're going to have to be smarter and on your game, better and more efficient than the next person evolved. You're going to have to do that, because there's natural things going on around you all the time. A person would freak out if you had a spectrum analyzer that you would have right in front of you and see everything that's bouncing off you, going through you, and around you. You would say, what the hell? I can't even see. You can't even see the stuff going. So you had a constant battle mode all the time. You made a statement a while ago, Judy, about being ready all the time. Being ready. And that's energetically ready. When you get up in the morning and you brush your teeth and you say your prayers and you meditate, that is getting yourself, that is strengthening your aura, that is strengthening your inners, that's strengthening your energetic field. And when you have that, you've got to also notice the fact, though, that you can have breaks in your aura. Your aura can break.
Yep,
you know, and you can allow certain things in. You can allow entities into you that you don't want. You don't even want. People got them in them, and they don't even know. They can't even respond to what's going on. They'll tell you, man, I can't even control myself, because you have breaks. See, your aura, if you don't practice massaging it, strengthening it, and learning about it, you can't use that to your best benefit. It's put there for a reason. All these things, universal laws are put here for us to use, to command these things on this plane. And how many people take the time to learn these laws? A lot of times you learn them once you get your ass kicked. You learn them once you get stomped on. And some people still don't learn them after that. I mean, so what do you have? So this person here, even with what Judy was saying, did this person actually know? And we can have people call in, and we can have people talk about it, but did the person actually know that they were vibrating that low? Did they actually know that? Did they actually come to work with a plan to vibrate low? You know what I mean? So those are multiple things that you may never, ever know. You may never find out. But you guys knew you had to get that shit. Once you identified it, you knew you had to get it out.
Yes.
But that's that was hurting your energetic and your monetary field for possibly quite a while. And you also said two other psychics left after that. So when it starts cleaning house,
it
starts cleaning house.
It cleaned the whole board.
Yeah.
And all we did was ask for the best and highest good. You have to always ask for the best and highest good of everyone involved. And man, it was just done. It was absolutely, totally done.
So basically what you're saying, it happened the next day?
It happened in a week.
Happened in a week?
1 week. It was gone. Okay. One week. It was all done and over.
Perfect. Because, I mean, me and Ken, we just, you know, we're laughing during the day. We're both seeing just, you know, instantaneous activity with universe, instantaneous answers, clarity, beyond clarity. And, I mean, it's just it's a very happy, energetic time. I mean, before we came on the air, you know, I had told him that, and then basically I think I informed you guys that, you know, I am going to, Vedanta Inc. is going to now be a subsidiary for internet music. So that's something I just, you know, thought about today, threw some things out, talked to another couple business associates, and, you know, we're going to go ahead and bang this. And so when I see graphic designer tomorrow, we're going to be graphically designing and getting ready to go out here and market for internet music. And internet music for shows just like the show that people are listening to right now. And have no doubts, no other concerns about that it is going to be a money maker, because I'm going to make it be a money maker. And I've already foreseen that. So that's just one line in many. And one line in many for us to continually to do. And I realized, and I can say one thing about it until we get to the next subject, the fact that faith, a clear heart, a clear mind, that's the key catalyst to have these things work for you and have the universe work on your side. You know, if you had to say anything to anybody, I've seen so many acts of goodness done, but the acts of goodness are deadened by the person's internal feelings. You know, that ego, not watching what you're saying after you do something, not understanding the power of that consciousness that you hold and the words that come out of your mouth, that's very important. I've seen, I mean, when people say, man, I feel like I'm in line, but I just can't see where it's coming. I can't see where it's going. You know, if you move out the way and let universe do its thing, you're fine.
Right.
But if you don't move out the way, and you want to ridicule, and you want to knock people down, and you want to talk about people in their situations, I'm not saying that you have to get lost in a person's situations, but come on. You've got to have some empathy and some sympathy and some concern about your fellow human being, a soul going through a human experience, all coming
right.
from one source. I'm sorry. The next guy next door, down the hall, the next office complex is sick. I feel it, but I don't have to let it overtake me. But there's people out here that do acts and do things. Man, you at the one to do. Do you have any fucking feeling at all about anything? And realizing, you know, but at the same time, I've come to also realize that there's people out here don't want nothing. And if they don't want anything, then that's just them. So to show that we're not concerned with that,
one soul at a time.
Fuck them. That's how I feel about it. Cause you feel me what I'm saying?
Let them fly.
Let them fly, baby. Let them fly. We'll be back. Take a quick break.
Keeping it hard all day long. Keeping it in you all night. Penetrating, lubricating, and stimulating. A Hustler's Spirit Radio. A Hustler's Spirit Radio. Touching one soul at a time.
Touching one soul at a time.
Keeping it hard all day long. Keeping it in you all night. Penetrating, lubricating, and stimulating. A Hustler's Spirit Radio. A Hustler's Spirit Radio. Touching one soul at a time.
Touching one soul at a time.
A Hustler's Spirit Radio. Welcome back to A Hustler's Spirit Radio with your host Jim, Judy, Ken, and Greg.
Hey, we are back. We are back. Today's subject, yay! I love the subject today. I love it. I love it. I love it. The economics.
I got to add a point, if I can.
Yeah, go ahead, baby.
With what you were saying, if everybody pays it forward, somebody pays somebody else's parking meter, and somebody does a good deed, and the next person does it, because we're helping ourselves because we're all connected, could you imagine how the world would be?
Be a wonderful place, man.
Oh, the universe is just waiting for us to become totally loving human beings, and it's going to welcome us all in.
Exactly.
You know, right now we're still the little rugrats that are living in the lint balls in your navel, so it's
that's because
got to get it
so
straightened
mean.
Out.
Hot things that, like sometimes, like you said, Judy, might be out of reach for us, and we try
right.
to get something that we really can't handle, or we can handle it, but it has to come with
right.
at your time. And like what I'm trying to say is, there are so many selfish people out here that the things that you see or you think that you deserve or something, you're not willing to work. You're willing to take it off of someone else's back. That's like if I have a seed and I plant it and something blossoms from it, and I have five other people that will come and just annihilate that seed and never think about it producing another and another and another and another.
Yeah, I can understand your point, but you know what? The first thing I would say is, my job is to protect my seed.
Exactly.
So my job is to get medieval about my seed. Now, you want to come and bring your ass over to my seed, then you're going to catch whatever I got coming. And that's how we've been, and that's how we're going to be. Because just like you got negativity up in workplaces, you got people that are not looking for your best behalf. So you know what I mean?
But a lot of people feel that we're, like sometimes, not you or... But me and a lot of people out there probably feel trapped because they're in that situation when they try to protect some of the things that they work for, and another person feels that they're always supposed to be that giving and let you take that, and then when you do something about it, you're a problem.
Right.
Something's wrong with you.
Oh, yeah. But you know what, too, in even a situation like that, you know, it sounds like you are looking at manipulation, because this is how this society has gotten around with a lot of things. You're manipulated as a child from birth, damn near, and because of ignorance. I mean, but that's basically what happens. You're manipulated to go to school. You're manipulated to go to work. You're manipulated to love somebody. Here, you do this for me, and then I'll love you. You do this for me, and then I'll care for you. You do this for me, and then I'll cook dinner.
No, that doesn't work.
Exactly. It doesn't work.
I
mean, right.
That's why the economy's dropping right now. You know,
thank
you do this for me, I'll do that for you. It doesn't work.
Thank you. Because basically, all that transparency of the lies will surface. You understand me what I'm saying? See, the strongest thing that is out here as far as within the universe has ever been made and within the mind of God is truth. That's the most pure love that you can have is solid truth. There's nothing that can dissipate truth. You know what I mean? It's like, right off the gate, you come out and you bust it down right from the jaw down. It's done deal. Here it is, the bottom line. There can't be no depiction of that. You can't dissect it. You can't change. You can't. The truth is what it is. You can't do anything about it.
But if I give you the truth and it's plain and raw, or one of my choices, and I do something and that choice is raw, but a lot of people always want to take that... You know, want that soft side of everything, the easy way, or something without
but
the
they
repercussions.
Can't have it.
It's repercussions with everything that we do or we choose.
Yeah, that's a cause and effect deal.
Hold your energy high. If you hold your energy high, they can't touch you.
But that's putting up the boundaries. You got to put up good boundaries.
And you hold your energy in the highest place possible and see them for the angels that they are, you can have pity, not pity, but you can have sympathy for them. But hold your energy high. They can't get to you.
Right.
The higher you hold your energy, don't give them any juice. Don't give them any juice.
The minute you give them juice, they're sucking your energy
you're
and
dead.
Bringing you down to their level.
Yeah. They're vampires.
Mm-hmm.
They're hooked on you.
Right. And you know what? Once you engage in anything like that, you can feel it. I don't care. You guys, even with the lady that you're talking about, you can feel that even if you're five desks away, you can feel a drainage. You know what I mean? You can feel a drainage.
Start becoming reactive just like they are, and you get angry and all that, and then all of a sudden it's like, wait a minute, that's not me, but you're acting just like them because your energy is down to their level.
Exactly.
And you lose all your power, and you can't make any decisions, and they got you, and then they take your goods and run.
Take it and run, like a thief in the night, baby. Right. So some of these thieves, they need an actual .40 caliber shot at their ass as they're running, though. That's how you take it in. But at the same time, that point taken is a valid point. It means you must, You got to vibrate higher, and you got to consistently stay there. And once you do, momentum will be on your side. You understand me? And sometimes, you know what you got to do? Why are we down here playing on this field and playing on this dimension? We got to get slick with it, man. You know what I mean? We got to get slick with it.
Just like we were talking earlier, keep a fucking secret.
You best believe that. And the secret is not for everybody to know. It's not for everybody to know. Your success secret is not for everybody to know. Let people follow your light. Let them follow that light.
Right.
Exactly.
Yeah, be a light. Be a light in your family, particularly. Be a light in your family.
Period. And that's all you got to do. That's all you got to do. Well, listen, guys, we have enjoyed this show. So in closing, I'm going to wish all you guys to have a wonderful week. Everybody out there listening to have a wonderful week, period. And what I would like to say, allow God to inspire and guide you. Guys, have a wonderful week. Talk to you next week.
Love you, Jim.
Keeping it hard all day long. Keeping it in you all night.